This is Jeb Blunt, and it's Money Monday on the Sales Gravy Podcast.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money. Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Welcome back to another episode of Sales Gravy. On this episode, we're going to be talking about why you should give up trying to sell yourself. First, though, I want you to go check out Sales Gravy University. You can check it out at learn.salesgravy.com. That's learn.salesgravy.com. On Sales Gravy University, you'll find hundreds of hours of self-directed e-learning, video-based courses that you can take anywhere, anytime, on any device. Plus, we have virtual instructor-led training on subjects like virtual selling, video messaging, email prospecting, how to get past objections. Teams across the world use Sales Gravy to train the entire organization. And you can buy courses individually, or you can get an economical subscription. It's really up to you, because we make it easy to learn and easy to grow your sales skills. Most of us, at one time or another in our careers, have heard some trainer or manager exclaim, "You have to sell yourself. If you want to get that job, son, you have to sell yourself." The real key to sales is your ability to sell yourself. If you want others to like you, then you'll have to sell yourself. And this philosophy is prevalent in today's business culture. A while back, I was at an Ivy League university for a speech by a successful businessman to a group of MBA students from the top business schools in the world. The speaker was so well respected that when he walked into the room, there was a hush. The audience members were on the edge of their seats in anticipation. And what was the message? What was the secret of success that this revered businessman offered? Never forget how important it is to first sell yourself. The entire audience nodded in unison. Now, for this wise man and so many others, the phrase "sell yourself" has become a really easy to use cliche. It easily rolls off the tongue. Like the audience at the speech I attended that night, most people will nod their heads in agreement to the statement as if some prophet on the hill had just read it from stone tablets. Sales expert and best-selling author Jeffrey Gittimer teaches a simple but really important philosophy. People love to buy, but they hate to be sold. In other words, people prefer to buy on their terms. They do not want, nor do they appreciate, a hard pitch or a feature stop. They buy for their reasons, not yours. Yet daily, salespeople across the globe, on the phone, on video calls, on email, social media, and in person, sell their customers by dumping data, pushing their position, or simply trying to talk their way into the sale. They think that charisma and talking about their product and service are the way to sell themselves. They sell themselves to clients, prospects, hiring managers, or anyone else they can get to stand still for more than 5 minutes. But it doesn't work, because people like to buy, they don't like to be sold. You see, the harder you try to sell yourself to others, the more you push them away. A conversation where the other person tells you all about themselves, their accomplishments, and how great they are is a turnoff. It's essentially a feature stop. It's a pitch, and nobody likes a pitch. Think about it. The most unlikable human being in the world is the person that is standing in front of you talking about themselves. When somebody is talking about themselves, you don't walk away from that conversation thinking about how much you would like to spend more time with them. Instead, you think, "What a jerk," or "How boring," or "Wow, that guy is really full of himself." Still, most of us, if given the opportunity, will talk for hours on end about our favorite person, ourselves, and in doing so, become oblivious to the negative impact it has on how we are viewed by others. Now, when pressed, experts who are quick to tell you to sell yourself are often unable to explain exactly how to do it. They've got tips, but most of it's just hyperbole. Because you cannot sell yourself to others. You have to get others to buy you on their terms. Even if you are preceded by a great reputation and others are anticipating meeting you, your attempts to sell yourself can backfire. Sadly, I learned this lesson the hard way at a speech I gave to a large dinner group. One of the audience members was such a big fan of one of my books that he lobbied the meeting organizer to be seated right next to me. during dinner, he asked me questions and I talked and talked and talked about me. A few days later, I called the meeting organizer and thanked him for sitting me next to Daniel and asked him if Daniel had a good time. He hesitated for a moment and finally said, "I'm telling you this because I like you, but Daniel did not come away with a very good opinion of you." It was like being punched in the gut. I responded that I thought we had a great conversation and I asked what went wrong. The meeting planner explained that Daniel felt that all I did was talk about myself. The truth hurts. I sold, but Daniel did not buy. You see, people buy you and they buy other things for their reasons, not for your reasons. So when we sell people on why they should like us or buy from us by talking at them, it almost always backfires. However, when you step into their shoes, when you truly listen, and when you build bridges to what's important to them, it creates a powerful connection that makes almost anything possible.
Let's face it, sales is just better when you believe in what you're selling and your paycheck reflects your effort. At the Travel and Leisure Company, they are hiring sales professionals across the United States, Asia, and Australia to represent brands like Club Wyndham, Margaritaville Vacation Club, and Sports Illustrated Resorts. You'll help families create memories that they'll never forget while building a career with exceptional earning potential, comprehensive benefits, retirement savings, and travel perks that help you create your own memories. Visit salesgravy.com/TNL. That's salesgravy.com/TNL today and start putting the world on vacation.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Sales Gravy Podcast.
I love the finish, you can sink or swim. I've been broke, I ain't never going back again. I need some C notes, some cheddar, and a stack of ends. I need a bowl of dough, I don't need no Facebook friends. I need a pack of them snaps, a handful of Fetty Wops, and rubber band on my greenbacks. Look, dawg, don't be playing with my paper. I need every red cent, that's why I brought my little scraper.